This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. We're going to do a little meditation today, a chakra meditation. So if you're driving in the car, kind of just let this wash over you, but pay attention to the road. But this is a Shine On podcast you can come back to and use anytime you like. And it's just a nice little chakra meditation to turn on your inner light. I was asked to do this for a group recently. We actually turned it into an hour-long meditation. For our purposes here on Shine On, we're going to make it a little briefer. So the word chakra comes from the ancient Sanskrit word for wheel or circle. And this chakra system, this inner light system that we're going to work with today, has roots in ancient spiritual traditions of India. So today, the chakra system is embraced across a wide range of traditions. Maybe you've heard about it in your yoga class or something like that. We are going to just take a breath, settle into our seats, and we're also going to activate our imagination as we go inward. Maybe you're seated or reclined or lying down, and let your body be held with whatever is beneath you. Let yourself be held. Maybe you can even picture yourself out on the beach or out on the green grass in the backyard and feel that feeling of sinking back into the earth, just letting everything go and letting the earth support you. If it's available to you right now, gently close your eyes or soften your gaze downward. Let the outside world grow quiet, which in my house is a practice because right now I can hear the chickens squawking in the backyard. But let's tune inward. Take a breath and let it go. Take a breath and let it go. Really take a breath and let it go. I want to take you somewhere today, a place you know by heart, even if you haven't been there in many years. Let's go back to childhood, happy parts of childhood. Let your mind travel back with no effort, gently, the way a dream arrives, no forcing. You're young. The world is wide open. The day stretches out before you. No clocks. You're outside. Is it morning or afternoon? The air has that particular quality. Remember, when you're a child, the air feels enormous and full of possibilities and aliveness. So you can feel the ground beneath your feet. Is it grass? Is it gravel? Is it blacktop? You know this ground. You've been across it a million times. Now let your mind fill with your favorite thing, that thing on the playground or in the yard or in your neighbor's yard that made your heart leap. Maybe it was the swings, that feeling of your stomach rising as you pumped your legs higher and higher while the whole sky tilted towards you. Maybe it was climbing the tree, the smell of the wood, the rough grain under your hands, reaching and pulling. Was it running? Just running. With no destination, because your body just wants to run. Or was it something quieter? A hidden corner, a tree you'd like to sit under, or an easy chair where you opened your book? Wherever it is, go there now. Find that thing and just be there. Notice that feeling in your chest, that particular joy, unguarded, uncomplimented. It's yours alone. That feeling isn't a memory. It's part of you. It lives inside you. In this moment, that child is still there, still whole, still bright. Let yourself feel this fully. Let it move through you like warmth. You don't have to hold on to it carefully. Just let it be, and let it be big. That light you just felt, that is where we're going to visit today. In every part of you, in every center of our being. That light never left, never will. Take a breath and bring your awareness down to the very base of your spine, the place where you meet the earth. In the ancient tradition of yoga, this is called the root chakra. It's the foundation of your being, and it's held always by Saturn, the great planet of endurance, of time, of things that last. So imagine a deep, rich, glowing red, like embers in a fire, like the heart of the earth itself, and let that red gather at the base of your spine. It's warm, it's steady. Your root chakra holds your sense of safety, your right to exist, your belonging to this earth, and your belonging to this life. You belong to this world, you always have. You belong right now. Feel the weight of your body being held. Feel how the earth, that patient, ancient earth, is holding you now without condition, as it has always held you every day of your life. And Saturn, that distant, ringed, magnificent planet, has been turning slowly through the sky since before any of us were born. And it carries the energy of what endures, what cannot be shaken. And that energy lives in you. So place your awareness gently on this red glow and breathe and let it grow brighter and warmer. You are rooted, you are held, and you are here. That's enough. Now let your awareness rise slightly to the space below your navel, the gentle center of your lower belly. This is the sacral chakra, the seat of creativity, pleasure, feeling, flow. It's held by Jupiter, the planet of abundance, of expansion, of joy. Let a warm, glowing orange fill this space, soft like a sunset, like a tangerine held up to the light. This chakra is where your creativity lives, your capacity for delight, your love of beauty, the part of you that knows how to feel. Think of something that has ever moved you deeply, music that made you catch your breath, a landscape that stopped you in your tracks, a piece of art, a poem, a laugh, something that made you feel alive to the world. That capacity to be moved, to feel, to find beauty, it's not stored in your body, it's stored in you. It's yours. Jupiter asks you to expand into joy, to remember that you are allowed pleasure. That part of you that loves and feels and delights is still fully, completely alive. Breathe into this orange warmth. Let it soften anything that has become hard or guarded. You are allowed to feel, and you are allowed to feel good. Flow like water. Trust that you are here and always have been as a creative force in the world. Take a breath. Move your awareness up to your solar plexus. The soft space just above your navel, below your ribcage, the place that tightens when you feel afraid and expands when you feel strong. This is the city of jewels. Your third chakra is your power center, and it's connected to Mars, the planet of will, of courage, and of the fire that moves us forward. Let a clear, bright yellow gather here, sunlight, the inside of a flame, gold. This chakra is where your personal power lies. Not power over others, but power within yourself. The power to choose, the power to feel your worth, the power to say, I am. I am. Think of a moment in your life when you were brave. And it doesn't even have to be dramatic. Maybe it was a quiet bravery, showing up when it was hard, asking for help. Bravery lives in this yellow fire. Things can change us, exhaust us at times, but the fire of who we are, our will, our spirit, our essential self, that fire's always burning. Let Mars give you its fierce, steady energy. You are a warrior. You have a light inside. So breathe into your solar plexus. Feel the warmth and say hello to your own strength, the fourth chakra. Now we arrive at the heart. So let your awareness settle into the center of your chest. This is anahata in Sanskrit. It means unstuck or unhurt, the note that simply is. So this heart chakra is held by Venus, the most luminous planet in our sky. It's the planet of love, beauty, and connection between souls. Here, let a glowing, tender green color fill your chest and expand your chest and relax your chest into the green of new leaves, that soft green like the first day of spring, of living things. The heart chakra is where love lives in this newness, and not just romance, all kinds of love. The love you have for all the people in your life, the love they have for you, the love you have for this world. Think of someone you love. Let their face, their voice, their particular way of being in the world come to you now. And breathe and feel what that feels like in your chest, that warmth, that fullness. That love, it's real. And it's happening right now for each one of us. Love is here in this moment, moving between us and between the people we love. And here's the deep teaching of Anahata. The heart that loves is never broken beyond repair. Hearts may ache and grieve, but our capacity to love, that is unstruck. That is unhurt. Venus holds us in her light. We are at our core a being of love, and that is the most powerful thing there is. Wow. Breathe that into your heart. Let it be soft. Let it be open. I could spend all day right here in this moment, but we're going to move on to the fifth chakra, the throat center. So bring your awareness up to your throat, the soft, sensitive column in your neck. It's the place where breath becomes voice and thought becomes word, or should. Sometimes things get stuck in our throat that we don't say. But this is the purification center, the chakra of authentic expression. And it's held by Mercury, the swift, clever planet of communication, of mind, of the messenger between worlds. So take a nice breath and let a clear, calm color blue fill your throat. Sky blue feels nice and clean, or the blue of a still lake on a quiet morning. Find your blue, hold it in your throat. This chakra holds your truth, not what you're supposed to say, but what is real and what is yours. The words that come from the deepest part of you. And just breathe and relax, because I'm not asking you to say anything to anybody right now. But think of something true about yourself that no one can argue with. Something you know from the inside out, without needing proof or validation. Take a breath and be here in your truth. Maybe it's something as simple as, I have loved deeply, or I have shown up, or maybe I am more than what is happening around me. Your voice, whether spoken aloud or felt silently in the body, is a sacred thing. The stories you carry, the things you've witnessed, the wisdom you've gathered, these things have value beyond measure. Mercury moves quickly, connecting things, bridging distances, and your truth connects you to yourself and to the people you love, and as I'm sure you are feeling now, to something larger. Breathe into your throat. Let the cool blue color be clear. Let anything unsaid rest here. You're safe. Hold it gently. You'll have your time to say what you need to say. Maybe even writing it down on paper after this meditation will help clear your throat chakra. Take a breath. Let it go. Feel yourself supported in this moment, being more of what you remembered you were. We're moving to the sixth chakra. Move your awareness now to the center of your forehead, just between and slightly above your eyebrows. This beautiful space is sometimes called the third eye. This is perception beyond ordinary sight, your third eye. It's held by the moon, that beautiful companion who has guided us, moved the tides, illuminated the darkness since the beginning of human time. How often we look up at the moon and feel connected. Let a deep, rich indigo color fill this space. The dark, beautiful color of the sky just before the stars appear. Dark blue violet. That, they say, is the color of deep knowing. Your third eye is your inner vision, your intuition. The part of you that has always known some things couldn't be quite explained. This is the quiet voice that guides you, the sense of something more. We have accumulated so much wisdom in our lives. You have so much understanding. You've learned what's real and what's not. The moon teaches us about cycles, about the truth that nothing is fixed. The darkness is followed by light, that what appears to wane is only resting before it returns. Let this indigo light open your inner sight. What do you see when you close your eyes and go very still inside? What do you know? You are more than you can see, more than others can see. You have this vast inner life, rich and full, and very much alive. Trust your inner vision. Trust what you know. Trust the peace that it brings. Take a breath. Let it go. Feel held in this moment. Finally, gently beautiful, bring your awareness to the very top of your head. Feel as if you're wearing a crown of jewels. This is the place where you open up to the sky. It's called the thousand-petaled lotus. This seventh chakra is of pure consciousness, connection to the divine, connection to the universe, connection to the vast intelligence that holds us all. It's governed by the sun, the great source of light and life, the star around which our entire world turns. Let a luminous violet, shifting into pure white light, open the crown of your head. It opens like a flower, like a door into something boundless, yet familiar. This is where you touch the infinite, whatever you call it, God, the universe, spirit, love, the mystery. There is something larger than us that we are a part of. We are not separate from. We have never been separate from this. The sun, magnificent and burning millions of miles away, is pouring light into your window at this moment. And that same sun that rises every day, that rose the day you were born, it will rise after we are gone. And right now, its light is touching this earth. And we're part of this story. We're part of this story of life, always have been. Let that violet to white light pour down from your crown through every chakra wheel we visited today, through your third eye, deep indigo, wise, clear, through your throat, sky blue, honest and true, through your heart, green, open, full of love, through your solar plexus, golden, brave, and burning strong, through your sacral center, warm, orange, creative, and free, down into your root, rich, red, steady, held. A river of light is moving through you from crown to root, from the infinite above to earth below. You are the bridge between the stars and the soil, between the sky and the ground. Feel your whole body filled with this light. This body is made of the same stuff as the stars. Rest here for a moment, all seven lights glowing inside of you. Red, orange, green, gold, blue, indigo, white. The whole spectrum, a rainbow in the body, a full, luminous, unbreakable self. What you just felt, this brightness, this warmth moving through you, this is not something we created today. This is something that has always been here. We simply went looking for it and we found it. Take a breath. Feel held in this moment. This light inside you cannot be dimmed by what's happening in the world around you. This light inside you is not depleted. It does not shrink with difficulty or grief or fear. It is eternal. Take a breath as the planets are turning above us and the sun is in its arc and the moon is somewhere in her cycle and Jupiter is expanding, Saturn is enduring, Venus is shining bright, Mars is burning, Mercury is moving, and you, small, remarkable, irreplaceable you, are woven into all of it, connected to all of it, part of it all. And somewhere in the bright, unhurried memory of your body is a child on the playground, completely free, completely you. Carry that child with you. Carry this light with you. They've always been yours to keep. And when you're ready, gently begin to return to this moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Feel your breath. Start to stretch. Take one more full breath before you open your eyes and move on to Shine On. Have a great day.